Hello and welcome to the Hill and Valley, the Clemson podcast, a part of the Backyard Catch Network. This is Nick Roby joining you once again. Thanks for tuning in. Super pumped. We have more Clemson football this weekend as the Tigers host App State, and the home opener is 8 p.m. on ACC Network. The Tigers are coming off a tough loss, 34-3 against the number one team in the country, Georgia, in Atlanta. App State is coming off of a win at home over East Tennessee State. So this will be very interesting to see what the Tigers will look like after bouncing back after that tough loss. And so we're going to get into that, break down that game a little bit, recap a little bit of the Georgia game and all things going on. So starting with Georgia, obviously, you know, Clemson would want to win. I think there are some things that were positive. A lot of things to improve on, of course, but I don't know if it's quite as negative as maybe people might think, or even when you look at the score. Like, I think Clemson was in it maybe a little bit longer than I think people realize. And, you know, it was 6-0 at halftime. And so with it being 6-0, you would hope that there'd be some adjustments. Georgia made some adjustments, and Clemson got fooled a little bit when it came to some motion, and Georgia scored. They scored on 4 of the 5 pass drives. Clemson was very close when it came to within making a couple of plays. Like on their first drive in the first half, Clemson almost, you know, if they don't shoot themselves in the foot, you know, you could argue they make the first score, and they had an opportunity to get points on the board if they hold them out, you know, first drive, second half, and then Clemson scores a touchdown, like Clemson goes ahead, but, you know, they only score 3, you know, then it's like 13-3, and then they give up another touchdown, and then just you're playing this, you're just playing this catch-up game this whole time. And so that being said, you know, it was interesting listening to Dabo this week. It just felt like some momentum, problems in the game. And so that's really important, I think, for Clemson to address this. I think, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Cade and the offense and maybe some of the, even the play calling. I think for me, it's wanting to see some more separation from the receivers. I think Cade did, you know, pretty decent, pretty good, all right. Definitely needs to improve his footwork. I thought the offensive line played an underrated game. You know, they have the one play where, you know, the two linemen are running into each other, but they're both pulling. But other than that, I thought they held up against a pretty tough Georgia team. I mean, if you remember, there's no pregame, you know, no preseason for these teams. And so it's not making excuses for a loss. I just think, like, some of these tweakings, like these tinkerings that the coaches in this team can do, I think will help going forward. So when you come into App State, you know, you have an App State team. Like, if you think about like a traditional, like, group of five game, you're like, okay, well, it's a little bit more of a get right game, a little bit more of like wanting to see the offense play a little better, but Clemson's got to be ready to go. Like, App State has been known to knock down some giants. I mean, remember Michigan back in the day? Remember, they beat Texas A&M in their place a couple years ago with Chase Brice. So this is the Chase Brice game that the alumni are playing at both schools, which is kind of cool. And they play teams tough. I mean, ask UNC. UNC played in, I think, a game in the 60s a couple years ago with App State. App State's tough, man. Like, they're not a group of five team that I want circled on the schedule at all. But it's going to be a good test. I think it being a night game, I think, actually makes it a little more interesting. I think you're definitely going to have Clemson's attention. I think the coaching staff, they've been very locked in. I liked what I heard out of the locker room, just when it came from like leadership and it came from the response. Of course, you want to see it on the field. I think that's the big thing, you know, with a lot of people and a lot of feeling I'm getting is just a lot of fans and a lot of people are just, they're ready to see it on the field, you know? So when it comes to this App State game, what I want to see is just more fluidity within the offense, like more momentum and capitalizing on drives. I think it's important for them to be able to, you know, score, you know, sustain drives and get some success, not shoot themselves in the foot. Don't be turnover prone. Don't let App State hang around. You know, you take it to them. You be the aggressor and don't let app kind of hang around. And because the longer you let them hang around, the more confidence that you're going to give them within the game. So I think it's important for that. I really want to see some separation with the receivers. So the more that Cade can lead them, you know, in the passing game, like let them continue in stride and really see a couple of receivers really step up. I'm very curious to see how the freshmen are worked in this week. They didn't get a lot of snaps. There weren't a lot of snaps in the game. There weren't a lot of snaps. So I would love to see how, you know, Wesco and Moore are used within this offense, because you could argue right now the two most relied on receivers, Tyler Brown and Antonio Williams, both play a similar position. You know, so who's going to take that outside spot? You would think it'd be Adam Randall. He had a couple of procedural penalties that really shot Clemson in the foot. He just never could seem to get himself going, and he's talented. But what's this rotation going to look like? That's what I'm really curious to see, and who can build that rapport. I want to see Brenningstool, you know, used a little bit. I thought it was cool to see him early, but then he, you know, dropped the ball on, you know, this, on his second attempt, and really would just love to see this passing game. I think you're going to be able to run the ball, you know, with App State and see Phil Moffa get going. So really would just love, of course, a line of scrimmage is to really establish themselves. And so, and really take some shots in the passing game. I think the Clemson was trying to, but Georgia's tough. And, you know, there's only so many of those opportunities in a game like that. So that's that on offense. On defense, I thought they played a great first half against Georgia. Momentum really killed them in the second half, and some out of position really led to some long gains. And there is some youth in the secondary, so I think we saw some of that. App's a very pass heavy team this year. It's a little bit different every year, but App this year, Joey Aguilar is the quarterback. He went 22 of 36 for 326 yards, two touchdowns, 9.1 average. Their leading rusher was 47 yards, and that was one attempt. So they're going to really want to pass the ball. So you're really going to want to see that. I'm just looking at the receiving yards. Kadian Robinson went 8 for 103 against East Tennessee State. So, of course, I mean, it's East Tennessee State, and no disrespect. But it's just guys to look on. Like, Aguilar's going to want to throw the ball. So the more you can make App one-dimensional and let the pass rush get to him and play lockdown defense, I would imagine that they're going to want to play some tight coverage and maybe with a little bit of help over the top, but see some different blitzes and see some different things going. You don't want to get beat behind you. I think that's the big thing, is you want to make App have to earn it. And because there were too many chunk plays against Georgia. And so look for some different blitzes. I think look for really just to control the line of scrimmage, make for third and long, be able to guys have like Parker be able to rush the ball. On defense to get a couple sacks. Peter Woods, I thought, played a good game for a guy his size playing end, and definitely is really good at run contain. I'm curious to see in a more pass happy offense, like Georgia likes to be a little bit more, you know, a little more even split. App looks to be this year a little bit more pass happy. I'm curious to see what he looks like in that. I'm also curious to see if we get some more like Sammy Brown in there. It was good to see Jaden Lucas on the field. You see some more health in the secondary. So I think there's a lot of good things to be looking for within this game. It's a 17-point spread. That's what we were picking in the Roar contest, 105.5. So, and that feels about right. It's actually a little tricky. For me personally, I feel good about Clemson winning the game. I think Clemson wins the game. 17 just feels like a little too many points for me, just because of how App's been able to score. I mean, they scored 38 themselves, and I think how, because they're going to be wanting to pass the game, and there were a couple of breakdowns defensively that I think you're going to continue to work out, but it is only week two. It's only game two, and just wanting to do so well. And if you have DBs, you know, taking a couple chances, like Terrell's like a good chance, almost tipped the ball, but it'll turn into a large gain. You know, if you have a couple of those, and if you have a couple of those quick strikes, maybe like a backdoor cover almost late, because App's a very proud program, and you know that they're going to fight all the way to the finish. So I could see this becoming like a like a 14-point kind of a spread. Like I could see this being 34 to 21, or 34 to 20 at the very end. But Clemson, you know, is in control. Maybe you want to get some of the backups in there. And I think that's where the backdoor cover kind of comes in. But I think coming out of it, I feel like Clemson will have a much better feel of themselves. And I think people will, of course, want to have – there's always a talk of like about, you know, the margin of winning or how do you look in these games. But I think, honestly – App's a tough team. It's not going to be always the prettiest, I would say. I think the big thing is just you want to get in there. You want to stay healthy. You want to just play your game. Play well. I think just play well for four quarters and knowing that App's going to give you their best shot as well. I mean, so that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go – my final score prediction is I'm going to go 34 to 20 with the Tigers win at home, but App State does cover in the contest, and they cover within the spread. So that's what we have. Hopefully we'll get to see some different questions of – we see a couple of other, you know, backup running backs getting some opportunities. We stay healthy. Really want to see how the passing game looks. I'm – hopeful for that, and I feel and really just want some success for this team. I think this team is saying all the right things right now, but you got to put it on the field because then you got NC State and Stanford. I mean, Stanford's, you know, not a pushover, but, you know, that's a new team. You need to win those games, and then you go to Tallahassee. We don't know what version of Florida State you're going to get, but it's important because you got NC State, because arguably NC State is the biggest game on the schedule when it comes to postseason play, you know, how that factors in on the schedule, because you don't play Miami and you don't play North Carolina, and Florida State is there. Like, you need to beat Florida State, but Florida State's looking like they're going to be on the outside looking in. So the NC State game is now becoming really important. So you want to be clicking on all cylinders for that game. So there you have it. That is the App State preview. Super pumped for the game. We will get to break it down upcoming after the game next week. If you haven't already, there's a Backyard Catch week 2 preview of some of the big national games. Of course, this is more centered on Clemson, so it's going to talk about the App State game. We don't talk about that as much here, but we're going to talk about some other big games like Colorado, Nebraska, and then Texas is going to Michigan, which is the big game of the week. Super excited for that one. It's on big new kickoff, and it's on College Game Day. And then, of course, you got Iowa State at Iowa, which should be really fun. And then you got Tennessee and NC State playing in Charlotte in the neutral site game. That would be really fun. So thanks so much for listening. If you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed on Backyard Catch. So this is the Hill and Valley podcast. It has its own feed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We're centered, hubbed on the Backyard Catch channel, building that up. So if you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed. The goal right now is we're trying to get to 500, and that unlocks a lot more things for me when it comes to being able to just produce. And that's a big goal to be able to more people to be able to see it. So that is really big. Make sure you leave a review there. If you haven't already, I would ask you consider to join Patreon. We are building a fun community on there, and that is going to be on Twitter and X, and it's also on Discord. So if you're on either of those, that is really great. So thank you so much for listening. I super enjoy it. Hope you have a great weekend. If you're going to the game, hope you get to enjoy meeting up with people and have seen people you haven't seen in a while. Enjoy the first Friday parade if you're going to that, and enjoy a first Clemson weekend, which will be really fun. Should be really beautiful weather. So thanks, guys. Hope you have a great weekend, and I will talk to you next week. I'm signing off.